Have you ever asked yourself the question, like, how do internet gurus actually make their money? Is it a scam? Do they sell organs? What's their rubbish course? Well, in this video, I'm going to actually literally pull back the entire curtain on the business model that has made me $17.4 million in the last few years, so you can literally copy it. Now, I know what you're thinking. Here's a dude with some weird facial hair, a strange hairline, a small YouTube channel, and a big income claim. He's going to try and sell me the Giga Chad Sigma Testosterone Knowledge College. No, I'm not going to try and sell you anything in this video, all right? I just want to explain my entire operation and how I've made $17.4 million in the last few years, so you can literally just copy it. All right, let's get into it. So what I'm going to do is show you everything. I'm going to walk you through all the financials, what expenses I incur, what traffic sources I use, what processes I use, how I structure my team, literally the full shebang. But first, some proof. This is our live sales team tracker from 2023. You can see we booked about $9.5 million in revenue. For me to be honest and transparent and candid with you, we did not collect on all of this revenue because some clients just failed to pay or whatever. So just to be honest, that's not exactly what we made, but it was close enough, right? Also, to prove that we are able to book appointments, last year, 365 days, we booked 16,000 appointments. And you can see every single appointment we scheduled in 2023 here. There's over 10,000 of them, I think 13,000 appointments. Here's 2024's data so far. We book around 1,000 to 2,000 appointments a month, yada, 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 some proof and some evidence. So the first thing I'm going to start with here is actually the product. I've got a bunch of stuff to walk you through, but I want to start you with the product. Now, you're going to see that this is actually blurred out. You will not be able to find this in this video because I don't want to sell you anything, right? So you're not going to be able to find, if you want to find the product, you'll be able to. It's not that difficult, right? But you'll see the links are blurred out. This is hosted in school. This is the kind of first thing I want to start with because the business is product first, right? It's the most important thing. So school is basically the platform that we use to host the product. And it's incredible. Like anyone who wants to start, I'm not sponsored by school, by the way, but I need to start with school because it's the cornerstone of the business, right? If you want to start an info business or host a community online, just use school. The product consists of three different things. We have a community where people can post wins and basically get help. We have a classroom where we have a series of courses that people can learn to, you know, basically gather information to solve their problem. And we have a calendar where we can basically host a bunch of Q&A calls every single week. So this is what people are buying from us. If you're wondering what I actually sell, it's an info business. We sell a collection of courses that provide information to solve a specific problem. We have a calendar where we run 20 to 30 coaching calls per week inside a school, and a community where people can interact. That's the product. That's the first thing I wanted to get into because it's the main thing. It's the most important thing. Now, in conjunction to the product, we've got processes, traffic, funnels, math, and team. So I'm going to get into the team and the math at the end. And I'm also going to walk you through my Slack. I'm going to walk you through like how I structure everything. So the first thing I want to walk you through is the processes we have. So every single part of my business has a process or a standard operating procedure. To give you an example, you can see the Imperium Sales SOP Hub here. This is a collection of standard operating procedures that our sales reps follow on a day-to-day basis for every single potential thing they'd have to do. I like to remove the ability or remove the need for someone to think in my company. I like there to be processes and reliable step-by-step SOPs. So if I just click on one of these, for example, let's just go to call recordings SOP. If the reps want to know how to upload call recordings and store them, well, it's all covered here. Every single process is covered and you should have yours as the same. The next thing is the traffic sources, right? So how do we actually get appointments and get people to book appointments onto the calendar? Because my sales funnel is very simple. Someone books a call, someone buys. We don't have any triage calls. We don't have any webinars. We don't have any low ticket products. We have one product pulling us $9.5 million a year in revenue, around $7 to $8 million a year in cash. Okay. So, obviously we have the YouTube channel. I have this channel here, which drives a lot of traffic through to the funnel. We do cold email. We have a Facebook group. We do podcasts. All of my, YouTube videos are redistributed. Meta ads, Google ads. We get a lot of traffic from paid ads. LinkedIn outreach, Facebook outreach, Instagram outreach, Twitter outreach, Messenger outreach, and ActiveCampaign, where we have our list. These are the only places that we get our traffic from, and that's how it works. Now, where does this traffic go? Because traffic sent to a jam won't move. So if we actually want to convert this traffic into appointments and into money, we obviously need to have funnels. So we have the standard funnel here, which is our organic funnel, which is booked as, you know, probably, I don't know, 5,000-7,000 appointments in the last couple of years. This is basically where people can book a call. Now, we're very good at appointment booking, and it's very common for us to be near enough fully booked and to not have any slots available. I've got 9 sales reps on the calendars at the moment, and as you can see, they're all fully booked. In fact, I can just show you the reps' calendars to just prove that this is actually happening. So if I just click on these, you'll be able to see this guy's off for this week. We've got one here, another here, fully booked, another here, fully booked,
Another here fully booked, another here fully booked, another here fully booked. Right, you kind of get the point, all right? So we also have our website here. Basically, we don't really use this for much, but it's just in case someone Googles us. And then we have a results page that just never goes, like it never stops. The main thing you want to, if you want to grow a company and you want to get to eight figures and make 20, 30, 40, 50 mil online, having just, I'm just scrolling here as hard as I can. It looks quite questionable with what I'm doing with my hand right now. But having a results page like this, where it literally just, this never ending scroll of just thousands of examples results, right? Once again, you can't buy my thing. There's nowhere to click in this video to buy it. So, you know, I'm just showing you that this is basically how it runs. Now, obviously the product, as I mentioned, consists of the courses, the coaching calls, and the community. Very, very important that you have all three if you're going to run a successful info business, get to eight figures. I could make an hour long video on how to make a great product because it's really my pride and joy. So if you want me to do that, I will. So here's the math. I'm behind this sales team thing is some more sensitive math that I'm not able to share with you for obvious reasons. I can't just give you the entire breakdown of all our books in the company. That would be, well, my accountant would probably have a head fit and so would my lawyers. So there you go. But these are the expenses we incur, right? On average, right? So when we're having $1 million months, these are basically the entire expenses we incur. So appointments cost us about 100 grand because this is in ad spend and also in our setters. And we pay them per appointment. We pay YouTube and Facebook a lot of money to run ads for us. And this accounts for around 9.4% of our expense. Sales commission is about 12% or 120 grand. This accounts for 12%. We pay sales reps a commission of 12%. Sales bonuses, if we ever do incentives and stuff, is about 25 grand. Stripe fees, bank fees, this one hurts. The Stripe charges us and the banks charge us around 3%. It's not quite this much, but I've been pessimistic with my math. Salaries on just people in the company that don't get paid on results like setters and whatever you'd call it, sales reps is about 50K. This, by the way, these are monthly expenses, not yearly, okay? Software's 11K, give or take, and miscellaneous expenses when I fly business class or do something stupid like go to a nightclub with clients, it's about 20K. I haven't done that in many years, by the way. So total expenses roughly is 350K, and we have about a 35% expense rate, so a 65% margin, which means that each month when we do collect a mil, give or take, once again, transparently, revenue mil, right? With regards to the cash collected, it's not quite there because not everyone pays, so it's pretty simple. Total profit, 650K profit share we have for some certain members of the team, which is paid out at 10% to incentivize key members of the team to perform and do well. And then that means that we have a net profit of about $585,000 per month. This is because we live in Dubai, I don't have any tax to pay, blah, 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 right? So this is the shiny part. How does the team actually work? We have about 30 people in our direct or indirect employ that we use and that use us to make money, obviously. I don't mean use in a horrible, you know, CEO ruthless sense, but I mean these are people that basically run the company and that we need. So I'm going to walk you through what it looks like. You can sort of get a glance. So the big one is 10 reps. We have 9 reps right now. When you watch this, it might be more. It could be 10, could be 11, but it could be 12, could be 20 for all I care. Reps have dedicated sales VAs that basically run their tasks for them. We don't have these in the company yet, but I am entertaining the idea, so I thought I'd put them on the board. So 10 reps. Now, this is all basically directed by a sales manager, and one sales manager looks after all reps. Like all of those inquiries, all those questions, all the sales, all the complications goes to the sales manager. Now, in conjunction with that, we have 6 setters. Sorry if you can hear me sniffling, I'm rather sick. We have 6 setters at the moment, all feeding into one setter manager, okay? And then between the sales manager and the setter manager, we have a data manager. This is someone that basically manages our data for us. We have spreadsheets upon spreadsheets of everything the setters do, everything the reps do, everything the ads do, everything the clients do. We have data for us so we can make accurate decisions. We need someone to do this. Now, then we have a creative director with a video editor underneath him. This person basically runs all of our socials, makes sure the YouTube channel is going well. You know, we're talking like thumbnail design, like strategy, blah, blah, blah. And then an editor to actually just make sure that we've got short form content, Twitter, blah, 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 blah. Then we have the ops manager. The ops manager basically runs the company for us. Noor, shout out to you. I love you. I love you so much, Noor. I love you and I sleep at night because of you. Noor's our operations manager and he basically absorbs everything for us, right? So what you can see in the middle here, you have me and you have my business partner, Bo, and we are basically decentralized. And what this means is that these arrows represent really the only lines of communication to us. And what this means is the only people that can really communicate with us are the people in pink. Right now, the reps can message me, but they don't. It's centralized to a sales manager. The setters could message me, but they don't. It's centralized to a setter manager. So The operations manager, like creative director, external coaches, community managers for our community, operations assistant, virtual assistant, dialers, DMC takedown people, copywriters, like these people talk to the ops manager, right? And the ops manager won't let anything go through to me and Bo if it's not appropriate or relevant or, you know, imperative to solve a problem that we're facing right now. Then we have our ads agency, or you could have a media buyer here. We use adspend.com. Brian Moncada, shout out to you. I love you. You make us lots of money. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And then obviously our accountant. If you're in the UK, I'd recommend you use Tax Gem Accountants. Steph Jempson runs that company. I am not paid to recommend her. That's the accountant that we use, and she is quite frankly brilliant. So she doesn't pay me, by the way, anything to say that. I'm just shouting her out. So then in the middle here, you have me and Bo. Me and Bo are the decision makers. We basically run the company, obviously, and, you know, do important things. At least we pretend we do. And then it all exists inside of Slack. So what I have here, it's basically a bunch of Slack channels, right? So what you can see inside of my channels, if I do this. So these are the channels that I use pretty much every day. So this is YouTube, where we talk to people about the YouTube channel. Sales management, we talk about sales management. Ops, where we talk about ops. William chat, where we talk about setters. Private ops, where we talk about things that not everybody needs to know about. And then financing sales, right? So remember what I said here about how sales manager, setter manager, ops manager, and then data manager are the only people that really have access to us. Well, these are the channels that I use every single day, right? In conjunction with that, I have a bunch of items channels. So I run lots of meetings every single week, whether it's with my sales manager, setter manager, sales team, etc. And every single meeting we run, or I run, has items. So what that means is I will not conduct a meeting if there's not an agenda for it. So I have items here. Then we have external connections, where we basically talk to other people like who aren't in the company, but like the takedown person or people who like set up closed.io for us or whatever. We don't use closed.io, by the way. Same with our ad spend team, with the people who actually run the ads for us. And then I have muted. So just a bunch of channels that I don't need to be in, but still need to be relevant for the company to run, that I can check every now and then. But I don't receive notifications to these because all of these are managed by, you know, one of the executives, so to speak. So that's basically how my company runs. We make, you know, like I said, 9 to 10 mil a year in revenue. We collect maybe 7 to 8, 9, just under 9 probably actually in cash. And this is how my business runs. It's pretty handy. Bye.